This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Carrie S. Schultz and Robert C. Schultz, Sr., surviving parents of Robert C. Schultz, Jr., deceased, respondents, versus Great Plains Trucking, Inc. and Lennis H. Beck, appellants, decided February 11, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Carrie S. Schultz and Robert opinion issued February 11, 2025. C. Schultz, S.R., surviving. Parents of Robert C. Schultz, G.R., deceased. Respondents, no, SC10582, V. Great Plains Trucking, Inc. and Lennis H. Beck, appellants. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Charles County. The Honorable W. Christopher McDonough, Judge Great Plains Trucking, Inc. and Lennis H. Beck, collectively defendants, appeal the Circuit Court's judgment entered after a jury trial in favor of Carrie S. Schultz, mother, and Robert C. Schultz, Sr., collectively plaintiffs, surviving parents of Robert C. Schultz, Jr., son, in plaintiff's wrongful death action, because the record establishes defendants either did not preserve their claims of error for appellate review or their preserved claims fail on the merits, this court affirms the Circuit Court's judgment. Factual background and procedural history. Great Plains had employed Beck as an over-the-road truck driver since 2009. Beck had a commercial driver license, CDL, and had to comply with the Missouri 2 CDL manual. At about midnight, August 6, 2019, Beck left a Great Plains facility in Salina, Kansas, driving a Great Plains tractor-trailer truck weighing about 50,000 pounds toward Jefferson, Georgia. Beck had made the same trip once a week for 6 months prior to August 2019. Nearing 6 a.m., Beck encountered light traffic in the dark and rain in Wentzville, Missouri. Around this same time, mother drove herself and son in another vehicle as they were scheduled to work a 6 a.m. shift. Mother's vehicle fishtailed from the right lane to the left lane, hitting the center median wall. A pickup truck hit mother's vehicle, which came to rest on the highway. Beck's truck then collided with mother's vehicle. Son died from injuries sustained in the collision. Plaintiffs brought a wrongful death action against defendants for son's death. The jury returned verdicts awarding plaintiffs $10,000 in compensatory damages against defendants, $10,000 in aggravating circumstances damages against Great Plains, and $25,000 in aggravating circumstances damages against Beck. The Circuit Court entered its judgment for plaintiffs in accordance with the jury verdicts and awarded plaintiffs post-judgment interest. Defendants filed a post-trial motion requesting a new trial or judgment notwithstanding the verdict, JNOV, which the Circuit Court overruled. Defendants timely appealed. 1-1, this court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals. Moers Const Art V. Sequeron 10, 3.1. Defendants preserve no claim of error related to the exclusion of expert witness testimony. In point Y, defendants assert the Circuit Court abused its discretion in excluding expert testimony from a doctor who opined mother was impaired by Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, at the time of the collision. Defendants assert exclusion of this evidence prejudiced them because the doctor's opinions were critical to their defense that mother's impairment was the sole cause of the collision. Plaintiffs assert nothing is preserved for review because defendants did not object at trial to exclusion of the expert testimony. This court agrees defendants failed to preserve this issue for appellate review. Before trial, plaintiffs filed a motion to exclude the doctor's testimony, 2, which the Circuit Court sustained. Defendants deposed the doctor again and filed a motion to reconsider, attaching the new deposition transcript as an exhibit. On the morning of trial, before the veneer panel was sworn, the Circuit Court held a hearing and overruled defendants' motion to reconsider the doctor's testimony. 3. Defense counsel and the Circuit Court had the following exchange. 2. A motion to exclude is equivalent to a motion in limine. Rosales v. Benjamin Equestrian Sanctor, LLC, 597 SW3D669-685, Mo Appers, 2019. Here, by the motion to exclude, plaintiffs sought a pretrial ruling concerning exclusion of expert testimony, a preliminary evidentiary ruling subject to reconsideration and reversal during the trial. CID doctored at 686. 3. The circuit court sustained plaintiff's motions in limine related to evidence of mother's drug history and use before the collision. Defendants did not challenge those rulings at trial and raised no issue on appeal concerning those rulings. 4. Counsel. So my position would be, I'd like to get a judge ruling on the motion to reconsider. The court, of course. Counsel. But based on his ruling on 7 and 8, I'm not allowed to hope. But if the judge maintains there's no evidence of that coming in, I will not OBJ.